Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful that you're here and I'm going to be praying through some more of those relational scriptures, and right now we're kind of going through the money ones for Con Man Connor from the Seven Deadly Friendships. And this is from Proverbs 22:16 in the HCSB version of the Bible. Say that 10 times fast, and it says this: oppressing the poor to enrich oneself and giving to the rich both lead only to poverty. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you are the maker of the poor and the rich. Thank you that you have a tender, tender heart toward widows and orphans, and that you love to come to the aid of those who are in desperate need for you. And so, Lord, I just lift up my brothers and sisters around the world today who are in economic oppression or maybe an economic depression. They are all over the world. They maybe don't even have enough money to pay a bill or to buy food today. And Lord, I pray for those of us listening in the Pray Every Day show audience that we would take action, that we would be willing to give to those who do not have so that they can continue to live. Lord, help us to live in the second chapter of Acts, where we had everything in common, not in some sort of socialism, nirvana, or communistic view, but just as a language of love, the language of the kingdom is generosity, that we could have that kind of kingdom mindset that doesn't cling to our possessions, but opens our hands wide open so that we are not clinging or we are not trying to grasp after the idol of money, but we are simply relinquishing control of our pocketbook, of our wallet, of our purse, of our checkbook, of our credit card, of all those things that we have, those financial things, Lord, our homes, our cars, our possessions, that we could hold them loosely because we know that it's not really ours. We're simply stewards of what you have given us. And thank you for that kind of mindset shift that you have created in us. And I've often heard it said that the last thing to be converted in a believer's life is their checkbook. And so, Lord, we pray that you would convert our checkbooks today, that we would keep our eyes open to the poor and to the oppressed, and that we would have generosity to be able to help them. And, Lord, we pray for family members. We pray for friends, people in our own circle. Help us, Lord, in this culture, at least the one I'm in, this culture where people don't say needs out loud. So, Lord, you know those needs. And so would you whisper them to us? Would you show us so that we can even anonymously meet those needs? I know for me, there's been more joy in giving anonymously than there has with just, you know, with my name attached. So, Lord, help us to give hilariously, joyfully, and anonymously, and however you want us to. Lead us in the way that you want us to give. But I know for a fact that when we have lives of open hands, open hearts, open purses, there is much joy to be found. Lord, thank you for being the provider that we need. Thank you for loving us even when we worry. Lord, I know that there's folks listening today who are just simply stressed out. They're fretting, they're worried, and it keeps them up at night, and it keeps them panicky during the day. So, Father, right now I pray for your peace. Would you just overwhelm my friend with your peace? Take away their overwhelm. Take away their worry. Take away the fear that keeps them up and replace it with faith and trust. And Lord, help us all to look back on the times where you have absolutely come through for us. I know that's been something that I forget so easily. And I look at the Israelites and I think, why can't they remember? They're always told, remember, remember, remember. And then I realize I do the exact same thing. I forget that you have been the provider. I forget that you have taken care of me. So Lord, today I pray that we would live in gratitude as we remember all the great things that you've done for us, all the great things, ways that you've provided for us, all the great acts of kindness and compassion that you've brought our way. Thank you for that. And I stand amazed at your beauty and your power and your availability and your ability. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are so very loved. And if you'd like to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. That's it. And you can support the podcast. If you support at the $5 level, you'll receive a free painting every month. At the $10 level, you will be featured on the brick wall that's on every single post of Pray Every Day. And then if you go to $20, you get a free exclusive Nowhere Else Heard podcast from me, where I kind of update you on things and talk about the things that God's been teaching me. So that is patreon.com/prayeveryday. And thank you to everyone who has helped. I so appreciate it. Have a great day.